Challenges facing Michigan's sugar beet producers. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. It's time for Michigan Ag Today's Sugar Beet Report. It's brought to you by Verpixo Fungicide from Corteva Agriscience, a novel mode of action to protect sugar beets. Sugar beet planting in Michigan got off to a very sluggish start this spring due to persistent damp weather. However, fields are now showing promise despite early emergence hurdles and pest pressures.
It's promising. Obviously, it's not perfect, but is it ever perfect, right?
That's Matt Frostick, a sugar beet producer from Sanilac County. He says that while the planting window opened much later than usual, timely rains have helped stabilize the crop early on.
We kind of had a late start getting the beets in the ground, but not necessarily out of the window. We planted it kind of within the window, just later in the season of it. Decent emergence, but we had some issues with some bugs lately, cutworms and pests that were, you know, chewing on them. And we had some emergence issues too that, you know, kind of thinned that crop down and some replants that had to happen. But decent stands for the most part out there, I think.
Frostick says he and other sugar beet producers are pivoting their focus now toward crop protection. In past seasons, Sir Cosper leaf spot has aggressively targeted regional fields.
It's one of those diseases that once you have it, you know, it was infected 2 to 3 weeks before you know you have it. So you're kind of spraying the imaginary demon, so to speak.
Frostick notes that growers are actively tracking weather and leaf moisture, preparing to deploy preventative fungicide applications within the next week to keep ahead of leaf spot and other potential diseases.
And so we'll start spraying here probably in the next week or so, a little bit delayed because of the crop getting in later. In the past couple years, we've struggled with leaf spot, which is a real issue for root quality and sugar quality and the amount of sugar in that root. And so it's extremely important that we get timely applications on through the summer based on the conditions of hot, humid weather. It really gets down to leaf moisture on that plant as kind of dictates how that disease will progress. But our radar is certainly tuned on that at this point.
Catch more of my conversation with Matt Frostick and read more. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt, Sewergent, a Cat D6N Dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
We've got a slight pause in moisture across Michigan today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Farm Forecast. Here's what's going on. Big round of moisture. Some ripping thunderstorms going to be firing off over parts of the upper Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, northern Illinois. That happens through the day today, but that's to our west. And it looks like this moisture is going to be slow to expand eastward. Look for clouds to increase in southwest and south central parts of Michigan, lower Michigan, as we move through this afternoon, but I think the wide-scale, long-term outbreaks of thunderstorms are probably going to hold off until the overnight tonight, right on through tomorrow. That's where we see the best action. Strong to severe weather, yes, it's possible, especially west to central parts of Michigan in the pre-dawn hours tomorrow, but I'm looking for good rains from tonight through tomorrow, taking a little bit of a break tomorrow night, and then Friday. Yep, another round of big moisture coming through. Combined now through the end of the week, I think we have to look for anywhere from 1.5 to 1.5 inches of rain with the potential for some strong thunderstorms. Saturday at this point looks pretty nice, pretty calm, pretty tranquil. And then overnight, Saturday night through Sunday, frontal boundary sags through, gives another 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch of rain, coverage 100%. We follow that up with a dry start to next week. Monday, well, actually Sunday night, Monday and Tuesday, all looking quite pleasant. Hit and miss scattered showers in for the rest of the week next week. Good rain totals coming out of that. I don't think there's any problems here with crop growth and development, at least on the rain side. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking back at Tuesday's grain markets, it's Andy Eubank and Arlen Suderman with Stone X. They spoke at the close of trade Tuesday.
Corn and wheat working both sides of unchanged throughout the trading session, and beans started the day session, Arlen, higher and then fell off even with higher meal and oil. What's happening overall on a Tuesday?
The broader sense of what's going on is the grain and oilseed markets were seeking to find a near-term low after their recent collapse in prices. Corn and wheat in particular, and even soybeans, had hit some chart objectives following that big slide. That gave the sellers a reason to pause. And once they did that, we did start to see some end users come back into the market. The soybeans struggled much of the day. And why is that? I noticed this morning that basis in Brazil for soybeans had really popped over the last couple of days. And so I checked with our sources in Brazil and confirmed that, yes, China is buying soybeans down there, pushing their basis, and farmers are responding by selling to exporters who are selling to China. And that whenever they sell, of course, that ends up in a short hedge position on the Chicago Board of Trade, because that's who they price off of.
Arlen Suderman with Stone X. Settlements from Tuesday, July corn up 0.75 at 419.5. September unchanged at 427.5. July beans dropping 2 cents to 11.13¾. August beans 2.5 lower, 11.18¾. But July wheat up 2 to 585¼. August live cattle 297 higher at 239.70. July lean hogs, though, down $1.22 to $96.15. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today News.